But the nicest work was done on the head. From the top was frizzed up into a pretty sugary hair. On either side was made a dear little ear, and in front, after the nose had been carefully molded, a beautiful mouth was made out of a big raisin, and two bright little eyes with burnt almonds and caraway seeds. Then the gingerbread man was finished, ready for baking, and a very jolly little man he was. In fact, he looked so sly that the cook was afraid he was plotting some mischief. And when the batter was ready for the oven, she put into the square cakes, and she put into the round cakes, and then she put into the little gingerbread in far back corner, where he couldn't get away in a hurry.